Drop out.
The cat just wants to hunt. Just wants to go out there and get in a fist fight with a squirrel or something. What is she staring at?
The realm beyond.
She can see through dimensions.
To the east.
It's a common thought that cats can, like, see ghosts.
People say they're not dogs, too. Yeah. Margs and sunsets!
Tell the people how you feel about margs, huh?
Say margarita. Just say the word margarita.
Wasting away again in Margville.
Why would you say the extra syllables when you just say marg?
Why would I put all these bullets in this gun and pull the trigger so many times?
I just need the one.
Marg. That one syllable? Marg.
No, it's two. Yeah. Throw your hand under your chin. Say marg. How many times did your chin hit your hand? Marg. For sure, too.
I like that extra. I feel like the G at the end should be another syllable.
That's the whole syllable on its own. That's strong G. I don't know, I'm not a fucking English major.
Anyway, you guys want to go get margs after this?
I'll kill my goddamn self.
I don't drink, Dill. It's bad for you.
Or just thought you guys might want to hang out.
So we try to hang out with you, and you're always the one that's like, I am there.
Yeah, I don't like to go anywhere or do anything.
Yeah.
Or see anybody.
Yeah.
The more time that passes, the more I just want to crawl inside the cave.
Just crawl inside the cave then, Dill. Just do it.
You alright,
buddy?
Huh?
Yeah, I'm great.
No, he's doing fine. He's just a caveman. I'm trying to live a normal life. Among mortal men. What if there are still cavemen?
We already have the conversation. There are feral people out there.
No, no, no. That's feral people I'm talking about. About cavemen.
I mean, I'm sure they live in caves.
No, no, no. That is feral people in caves. I'm talking about cavemen.
What's the difference?
There are different subspecies of human.
Oh. Talking Neanderthal.
Yeah.
He's talking troglodytes.
Yeah, some fucking Neanderthals out here. Think we'd vibe together?
No.
I can't imagine we would.
Mm. They'd probably very primal.
Be fucking
they have like alligator brains.
Yeah, they're just alligators, but people.
They're real aggressive.
They'd just be throwing fucking rocks. Dill, just let the cat go, man. She wants to be free. Dill, you're holding her prisoner.
She's in a dangerous spot right now. She had claws out and was like, huh? No.
It's because you were torturing her. You had her locked up.
Just loving her.
Somebody call animal welfare.
Somebody call 911. Cat's fire burning on the dance floor.
Black Bean's pussy is on fire.
Don't say that. That's bad. We shouldn't say that.
Yikes.
She's gonna kill herself if she doesn't get some cat dick.
Don't say that. We shouldn't say things like that.
Yeah. You're probably right. The people needed to know.
Cat's been in heat for like 3 months now.
Just let her roam. Crack open the door. I'll see you in 72 hours. Go out there and get the job done.
The last time she got out, I was a miserable wreck.
Yeah, just let her. She's proved herself, you know?
These are the proving grounds.
Sometimes you gotta let the baby bird fly away from the nest.
She'll come back.
Came back before, she'll do it again.
It's okay.
She's a prisoner in here, though. Listen to her.
She's singing songs of freedom.
Let me out. This is not a dance. I'm begging for help. I'm pleading for help.
You're going to make a Rick and Morty reference here? Like this?
Yeah, that's what that cat's doing. Are you flicking his foot?
It's his toenail.
Yeah, is it that fucking real beefy one?
Yeah.
Looks like a fucking 4-inch blade.
It's not that beefy.
It's pretty dang beefy, bud.
It's just
Trim that up.
It's just how it looks because it's fucked
it
up.
It looks sharp.
Trim it up.
It's how it looks.
Look, my toe is here. it's barely going over my toe.
It shouldn't go over your toe at all.
Needs to be trimmed up. Needs to be shaped up.
I'll whoop the beans out to show you how a pair of feet should look, right?
That's an opinion.
It's not an opinion, Dill.
This is what society dictates.
It's your opinion!
It's not. This should be like a law. Whenever I become president, this should be a law that there should be no grown men with their feet out in public, and everyone has to keep their toenails trimmed. And if you're found with long toenails, execution.
Execution.
No judge, no jury, just the executioner. I hate seeing a foot. Especially some dude named Chuck. Like 37 years old, got jeans on and a pair of flip flops. If you wear jeans and flip flops, you should be shot. Like, you walked outside and said, I need to put jeans on for this. And then you just kept the open toes. I mean, just a fucking dog. I no trust, no love for those people. I could talk for an hour and a half about the sins of a barefooted man.
It's coming from you, though. You pop off your socks all the time.
Yeah, but I do it in the comfort of a home. Out and about, you'll never see it happen. I wear sneakers to the beach. You understand?
Yeah, you understand?
You hear me? I'm not for it. I'm not for it at all.
Sneakers to the beach, huh?
Yeah.
What are you going to do when they get wet?
No, I mean, I pop them off before I, like, go into the water and stuff.
But... Oh, yeah. I'll just go barefoot to the beach.
Mm-mm. Bad toes. You should get some of those, like, sock shoes.
Sock shoes? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Those toe shoes?
Toe
you. You never seen those?
Toe socks? Remember those?
No, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but these are toe shoes.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's evolved to have a rubber bottom.
I want that.
You need it.
You enjoy it.
Because those beans should never be seen by a mortal man again.
I just want to be free.
They don't need to be free.
Are we recording right now?
Yes, we've been recording for a minute.
Welcome to Drop Out Podcast. I'm Dylan.
I'm Noah.
I'm the anti-bean man.
That's Jared.
I'm coming for your beans.
If you want them out, let them out. That's my message.
Yeah, I mean, keep them out in your own home. But the moment you step outside into the world where people live, put them beans away.
Nah.
Especially you got much
free the bean.
Much of hair on your toe knuckles.
Free the bean.
You got yellow fucking toenails.
It's just one. It's just one.
I think it's considered a lethal weapon.
That's dangerous.
I lost my toenail.
You could cut a man with that.
I lost my toenail once because of... It was my first day at Clark when I started my job. First day, and I dropped a big old pallet right on my fucking toe, and it fucked me up good. I mean, I couldn't.
I remember when it came off. Yeah. Oh, do you remember when it came off?
Yeah.
But see, it hung on. It hung on for months. Yeah, months.
You should have just chopped the whole toe off.
Then one day we were sitting. We were at Noah's apartment.
Yeah, no. It was Wayne Manor.
Yeah.
We were all up in the room. And we were wrestling around or doing something.
I think it got caught in a blanket or something.
And that motherfucker flew off. And somebody grabbed it and threw it, and that was it.
It's just a fleshy nub for a while. I mean, the whole thing came off clean. Clean up the thing. It was all dead. It grew back not how it's supposed to look.
Yeah, no, it does not look okay at all.
Whatever. I could probably just tear it off.
That's such a...
Just grab it by the end. Just...
I tell you what, though. How about after we get done with this podcast?
No.
We go into the kitchen, and I throw your foot up on the cutting board, and I just take that whole toe off.
I'd prefer if you didn't.
The sight of you without one of your toes would be much less damaging to my eyes than that one toe is.
Isn't like a thing if you like lose one of your big toes, you're like off balance.
I'm not sure that
you can't go to heaven.
It's a sin.
I'm sorry, brother. You lived a good life. You know, you good Christian man. But
brother, where's your toe at?
You lost your toe. It's in the book. You gotta get out of here, dude. See you around.
We don't like your kind here.
But in the Amanda show, her dad lost both of her his big toes, and he couldn't walk anymore. But I don't know if that's like actually like.
I feel like a balance on my big toe a lot.
I feel like it's more the ball of your foot. To be honest with you.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of how I stand. So
yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to do considering that you just kind of do it passively.
I feel like I do balance on my big toe quite a bit. You know,
just try to walk around and keep your toes pulled up. See how well you do.
It's like walking on the ball of your feet, you know? Kind of. You just look like a fucking idiot.
What? Huh? Oh, walking on the outside of your foot?
No.
Well, I knew some guys that did that. I played football with a guy that walked on the outside of his foot. And his shoes, like, curved themselves.
Why did he do that?
That's just the way he walked.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm sure we've all known a kid that walked on his tippy toes all the time.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever have.
Oh, for sure.
At least ever noticed.
Be Woody does it every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah, if he's really trying to get somewhere, pop some fucking on tippy toes.
I can see it.
He doesn't think he's doing it. It's a passive thing. But
I was told when I was younger that when I ran, I didn't bend my knees. So I was just.
Just straight legging him.
You just Minecraft Steve'd your way around the fucking world.
No, I think it was more like they stayed bent or something.
Oh, well, that's the exact opposite of didn't bend your knees.
Just a little velociraptor.
So you just fucking
bird leg. Yeah.
Just ran crouched.
I'm not sure what it was all about. I still don't know if I.
Kids are just fucking weird. Just the way they do everything is weird. Just watch some kids run around. You'll just pick that one. It seems off.
We did that. We were those kids one day.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember any of that. The farthest my mind can go back is like seventh grade. Last Thursday. The only thing I can remember.
Everything before then is black.
Every morning when I wake up, it's like a brand new world.
I think that's called Alzheimer's, Jerry.
No, they just think that they're back in the day, you know? Back then, Memento.
Never seen that one.
It's a pretty good movie.
It's a good movie.
The little twist at the end is pretty crazy. You know, you're like, whoa, what?
Thanks for spoiling it.
I didn't. What's the twist, though?
I don't know. But now I'm anticipating a twist.
Yeah, so you'll be looking over the entire movie, trying to find out where the twist is.
And I'll figure it out, and I'll be disappointed.
You'll never figure it out, because it is hinted at you at no point throughout the movie. It is literally at the very end of the movie, they're like, by the way, ha! And he's like, ah, shucks.
Oh, darn.
I won't remember this when I wake up, though, so fuck. These tattoos are pretty cool, considering they're just like fucking gibberish. He looks super sick. Who is that?
Guy Pearce.
Who made that movie? Was that Nolan?
Nolan.
Yeah.
We'll see Knowles.
I wonder what a day in the life of Christopher Nolan's like.
He wakes up and says, how can today be as confusing as possible?
How can I make a movie that only makes sense after you're done watching the movie and watch a YouTube video about the movie?
And still get great reviews.
What's the next movie I can make that requires a 4-hour explainer?
I'll be honest with you.
It's the next movie I make that requires a crystal fucking ball.
I've never seen a Christopher Nolan movie that I didn't like.
I didn't like Tenet. I finally decided.
Didn't like it at all?
I didn't like Tenet either.
I thought it was great.
I didn't like Dunkirk.
I have Dunkirk on DVD, never watched it.
How many DVDs do you have over there that never cracked open?
Quite a few. To be fair, I always buy them with the intention of watching them, but I just
never do.
I never get around to it.
How many of those DVDs over there that you could just watch on any of the numerous streaming services?
Probably a couple.
All of them, just about.
I wouldn't say all of them.
Most of them.
I wouldn't say all
of them. At least 90%.
If I had to give a rough percentage, I'd probably say 75%.
That is low.
That's pretty low.
The fact that they make DVDs still is crazy to me.
Blu-ray.
There's no point in it.
Old of you to say.
There's not.
See, when something's taken off a streaming service. I can just watch it on.
I can just DVD. Pull it up on any of the numerous pirating websites that you could just go to.
I couldn't find Jurassic Park on. It used to be on Netflix. It wasn't on there for a long time. Always had it on DVD, Blu-ray even. I have it on Blu-ray and DVD. It's my favorite movie.
Hey, that's your number one. Number one, Jurassic Park.
Can't find the second Jurassic Park to watch anywhere. I feel like I never see that.
Is that the one anywhere. That starts out on the island with the little girl and the peanut butter sandwich?
This one, that's all Jeff Goldblum.
I don't remember anything about that movie.
That was underrated, I think.
One thing I remember about that movie is
Steven Spielberg was still doing it then. He didn't do the third one, but he did that one.
Which one was the third one?
Spinosaurus.
Yeah, that's Spinosaurus.
I like how I said which one is the third one, and you said Jurassic Park 3.
Well, I mean...
I assumed as much.
Well, it's Jurassic Park, and then it goes The Lost World Jurassic Park, which is the title of the book. And then there was never a third book, so you said,
Jurassic Park 3?
Jurassic Park 3. You got a real mismatch of titles there.
I remember I was watching Jurassic Park with my great-grandma, and... I was like, look how sick this is. And she was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Who are you?
Nah, she wasn't that old yet. She was like, probably 70. I don't know.
She's I'm like, terrified of getting old, man.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm just going to fuck a boot all the time. I'll just walk outside of my house naked and just stare. Just 87 years old. What are they going to do?
Jared, put you down.
Mom, Mr. Hurt.
Jared, you gotta get back in the house. All right. Just turn around and just these two saggy butt cheeks will just rub their way back on in.
By that point, you've gotten some like really racist tattooed on your on each ass cheek.
Why would I do that?
I don't. Why not?
Just for the meme. Just be like, ah, this will be really funny.
Just to fuck a boat.
This will be really funny in 62 years. Whenever I'm just fucking butt cheek naked in the woods. It'd be really
funny if all my neighbors have to guide my 87 year old self back to the house, and when I turn around, my naked ass just has a big swastika on it.
It's like it's coming out of my asshole.
It's just in big old English. It just says, "I hate Mexicans."
No, you got to get like really like. Weird with it. You gotta be like, I hate everyone from Quebec. It's like, why? What happened to
what
did the people from Quebec do?
Fuck Quebec. That's all it says. I fucking hate Quebec.
All the Quebecians, get the fuck out of my area.
Quebecans.
Apparently, all of Canada doesn't really like Quebec.
Really?
Yeah.
Except for the people that live in Quebec.
I don't think they like it either.
They all just want to die.
No, I have two Canadian friends. I think one of them lives there. No, neither of them like where they live, but so.
I can't imagine why. I would love to live in anywhere in Canada. Everybody's here just fucking talking about fucking syrup and
you know they make
cutting down trees and shit. I don't know what the fuck they do up there.
Learning the fact years ago, I remember I read this on Tumblr
that Canada was a real country.
Yeah, no. That like their $100 bills actually smell like maple syrup.
Yeah,
that's fucking wild.
Well,
yeah, no.
What do you fucking mean?
You didn't know that?
What are they like made out of fucking maple leaves like, or something?
Like, they're just like scented with maple or something.
Yeah.
Like.
Why?
Because bro, it's Canada.
That's
fuck them.
Everything pride,
smells
brother.
Like maple syrup, bro.
That's pride,
everybody
brother.
In Canada has the mentality of an 87-year-old man. They wake up and just say fuck it.
They illegally.
Okay.
They legalized weed recently, and because they did that, I guess they felt the need to make a weed task force to keep all the weed laws in check.
Just a bunch of dudes.
So it kind of feels, you know.
Hey, smoking that weed right over there? Okay. And they just fuck off. You're not selling weed to minors, are you, there? Okay.
Okay.
The brother bear had those two mooses.
Yeah.
That was the best part of that movie.
I watched a sequel.
Brother Bear 2?
Yeah.
I didn't know they made one.
You didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
Jesus.
It can't be as good.
It's not as good.
It can't be near as good.
It's alright.
That movie was impactful as a youth. It made me feel ways.
I remember I used to have to go to daycare
to watch Brother Bear.
No, my mom worked like really late. She'd come pick us up at like midnight. We had to sleep there.
Jesus.
Yeah. But I remember for whatever reason, there was always Open Season on. Like I guess there was TV time at the daycare, and there's just always fucking Open Season.
So what are we watching today?
Open Season.
Okay. I can't remember much about Open Season. I'm pretty sure they got a TV show too.
It's just the one kid in the corner that they're just scared of.
Addicted to Open Season.
They have to say yes or they're afraid he'll go feral.
Okay. We don't have to watch Open Season.
Open Season.
And then he just fucking pulls a lightsaber out of his back pocket.
His nails just start to grow longer. Curl up. He just starts...
He's climbing up the walls and howling like a dog. Yeah, we gotta put that kid down.
Call their parents. Can't do this anymore.
Their parents just start barking at you over the phone. His parents were dogs the whole time.
He's raised by wolves.
What is wrong with her, man?
She just wants to talk.
She needs it. I don't know what it is, but she needs it.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Dill, you gotta do something with this cat, man.
She'll get over it.
Get her a fucking leash. Take her on a walk. Let her breathe open air.
She does have a harness.
Yeah, get a leash.
Give her a good shake.
No.
Throw her up in the air again, Dill.
No.
Tell the people what you did to your cat.
I tried to throw her in the air like a baby, and she freaked out and smacked her head.
It's almost as if she was unaware of what was going on, and just one minute she was being held against her will, and the other next minute she was flying through the air. I'm not entirely sure how much your cat likes you, to be honest with you.
She curls up in bed with me every night.
That's because you're warm.
It's because you're the only person here. Give her options.
Yeah, give her a choice.
You're holding this cat hostage.
You're holding the cat hostage. Now, Thor, on the other hand, you couldn't pay that motherfucker to go anywhere.
Uh-uh.
I'm not entirely sure that if you move out, that if he'll come with you.
It'll be a process.
I think he'll be like, oh, this is where I live.
I'm sure that'll be an adventure.
We didn't live together. You were just like a roommate here. You came and went. I was here the whole time.
I paid the bills. Did you pay the bills? I paid the bills.
I paid my bills. My bills are paid.
I paid my bills. My bills are paid. She's got something going on. The fuck was that?
That was my leg.
Why do you always have to make noise? Jesus fucking Christ, Dill. Is this all the time? What is she saying? Put it down.
Spare change. Spare change.
Flushing.
Shh.
Thank you.
Did you see what Coda said? Bullshit.
We're just gonna talk about that and not get free context.
I mean, we can.
Coda just messaged us in our personal Discord.
Personal Discord for the Discord that's personal.
If you guys want to join the Dropout Discord, please hit us up.
Yeah, message us on or tweet. Get in contact.
Get in contact. He said, "I'm with insert girlfriend family here, and my pants keep creeping up behind around my ankles." Well, Jesus Christ.
Work it out, though. You're not even having to come up with a coherent thought here. It's just written.
Everything
down
on my phone just keeps going wrong while I'm trying to read it. I'm with my girlfriend's family right now, and my pants keep creeping up around my ankles while I'm sitting, and the word bullshit just peeks out. He's got bullshit tattooed on his ankles.
It's
Danny DeVito.
It's Danny DeVito's face in a wig from It's Always Sunny. and just says bullshit. He's also got a Bobby Hill tattoo on his thigh that
did it himself.
Honestly,
in my kitchen,
he looks pretty good.
He did that himself.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Remember when he tattooed Turkey Samsh on his toes?
Yeah.
Also did that at my house.
Yeah, I was there for that one.
Yeah, you bought a tattoo machine, and Coda said, I'll ruin parts of my body.
I didn't buy a tattoo machine, actually. I don't know how I came into
possession
of that. I swear to God, yeah, I didn't buy it.
Where's it at now?
Somewhere in Bowling Green.
What do you mean?
Yeah, somebody's got it.
Where?
Danielle and Jake are the last people that I gave it up to.
Things come and go, brother.
It travels with the wind.
It's like the sisterhood of the traveling pants, but...
But it's a tattoo machine.
Yeah.
Speaking of tattoo machines and tattoos, I went to get one on my thigh worked on last Saturday. Laying there, you know, vibing. The two guys that worked there were talking. And shop hand came in for his start of his day. And they were like, hey, John, I think his name is John. It might not have been John. I don't know if it's not relevant to the story. He was like, how long do you think you could listen to fart sounds for? He's like, what? And he's like, yeah, me and Ben were listening to a 2-hour fart mix. And we got about 45 minutes of the way through. The guy was like, I mean, I could probably listen to it, I don't know, 2.5 times through. He said, alright, I got an appointment in about 15 minutes, so for the next 15 minutes we're just listening to farts. So they put it on, and it's just farts. It's not rhythmic farts or anything, it's literally just farts. Yeah, it's just a compilation of fart sounds. And a couple minutes in, I start really getting after the laughs, and Ben is tattooing me. I hear him fucking wheezing down there by my leg. So I kind of raise up a little bit. I look over. He's dying. I'm dying. The other guy's dying. Everybody's dying. We're all just fucking chuckling up a storm. I'm fucking laid back. Just really laughing. You know, getting a good giggle. And then I start feeling tattooing happening again on my leg. But I'm still hearing him laugh his fucking ass off. So now I go from laughing because this is funny to laughing because I'm in danger. I fully expected to look down and my leg to just be like covered in like fucking dicks and farts. He's like, alright, if we're really getting into a chuckle fest here, we're gonna go ahead and get all the way into this chuckle fest. Then two guys came in for a walk-in. And the other tattoo guy, he just acted like there wasn't farts playing in the background. And he just talked business with these two dudes who did not even make a face at the fact that the only thing that was audible in the shop was just for 15 consecutive minutes. And I gotta be honest with you, I don't know how they got through 45 minutes. Because after 15 minutes of farts, I was KO'd. I was donezo. I feel like I'd ran a mile.
I don't think I'd be able to do it.
It was funny every time. That was the problem. That was the real issue.
I think I'd go insane.
Every fart was just funny.
It wouldn't be funny to me. I just wouldn't like it.
So you know who else wouldn't like something? That cat does not like the way it's being held. Why does it keep coming back to you? Every time you have it in your hands, it looks like it's it. Like this is the way it's going to die.
She never likes to be held.
Yet you hold her.
Of course.
Of course. Of course I hold her.
I would like to see her try to get away.
That would be hands like a pedophile.
Oh, you shouldn't say that.
No. Didn't hear anybody deny it, Dill.
You should say that. That's not true. That's not true.
These allegations are false.
Did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
You ever seen W?
With Josh Brolin?
Josh Brolin?
No, I haven't seen
it. That's a great one. Just watching Josh Brolin be George W. Bush.
Did Do you guys remember? This might be a fever dream. It could have never happened. But I'm pretty sure on Comedy Central, they had a little cartoon. It was like Little George or something. It was just a child George Bush just doing things. And it was a whole TV show.
This sounds vaguely familiar.
Little W, maybe?
Little W sounds familiar.
I don't think this isn't familiar to me. What's with George Washington and having to cut down that tree and the wood teeth? I remember watching a cartoon about that.
What? He cut down a cherry tree.
Why?
He wasn't supposed to.
Why did he do that?
What did
he gain?
Nothing, but he told his dad that he did it. And that was being honest.
Yeah, I think this is made up.
He did have wood teeth.
Did he get the wood teeth from the tree?
He got wood teeth because his teeth fell out. Because in the 1700s, wasn't dentistry a whole lot of dentist. Wasn't.
Yeah. But you got to think to yourself, what was this man eating?
A
lot of cherries?
From the cherry tree. No, he didn't eat any cherries from the cherry tree. He cut down the cherry tree.
What did he do with it after?
See, this is where I get... What was the purpose?
Of what?
Cutting the tree down.
I don't know.
It's like Schrodinger's cat. It's neither alive nor dead.
It's both neither cut down dead. Nor still up. I'm not finding anything about this little George Bush TV show.
Yeah, I think he made it up.
Dude, it sounds familiar, though, whenever he says it. Did he have, like, a big head and he still had gray hair?
Yeah. No, he still looked like George Bush.
Yeah, he was wearing a suit and he was just small. Yeah, dude.
I don't believe you.
I don't...
It was like the George Lopez flashback scenes.
Lil Bush.
Oh.
That's what it was. It was Lil Bush. I found it.
Oh, my God.
Let's see here. It only got 2 seasons.
More than I expected.
47% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not very good.
That's better than some things.
Yeah, I don't... They've done something. We did it. We found it.
Turn it around. Let me see it. What's he look like?
That'd be a lot of work.
All right. I'll just stay in
the dark. Lil Bush, resident of the United States. See it? Yeah. I remember watching that show as a absolute child. Came out in 2008. So I
had no idea of the political...
I knew that people didn't like George Bush. And I was like, ha, I guess we'll show him. I think it was funny. I think I found it funny. But again, that was in 2008. So
now, was this George Bush or George W. Bush?
This was George Bush. Mm-hmm. Or George W. His dad George, was in the show.
George Bush is dead, right?
Yeah. He died last year.
Yeah.
Rip.
I don't think he was a very good president. I don't know.
I wasn't around.
He was a one-term president, so I mean, he wasn't that good.
I wasn't around for it, so.
I mean, you were.
Was it?
I think so.
One day in our lifetime, though, we'll get to hear the news that Donald Trump is dead.
I don't know if we will. I mean, I haven't heard anything.
Someone's got to shoot him eventually.
I haven't heard anything about him since he has
a blog.
Come again?
He's like a.
He's got a live, laugh, love thing going on.
He's got like a blog, like all that shit where it's just like the office of the previous president or something like that.
I haven't seen any of it.
Made it look very government official, but it's not.
Former president of the United States.
He's still banned from Twitter, right?
He's banned from everything. I think the last thing I heard about him was he was making his own social media platform.
Mm.
Then all the racists got on.
No, that was a different social media platform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody tried to make a new Twitter, but without any of the rules, thinking, you know, this will be good, you know, just let everybody speak their mind. And then all the people that say bad things were just like, okay, and he was like, oh, shucks.
Oh, son of a bitch. They got me.
This is not what I intended. Oh. Big truck.
Yeah, I just remember that the window's open.
It's fine.
I wonder if the guy that created 4chan expected it to be the way it is.
I think so.
Okay, you used to live in 4chan.
Yeah, I scrolled through random.
Huh.
Found some good wallpapers.
So I remember for a long time, it would be like, hey, no, what are you doing today? Oh, just nothing much. Want to come over? Yeah, sure, come over. And then we go wherever we were going to. And you just always, a laptop would be there that was yours. You'd be like, 4chan.com/random.
B/random.
I wonder if it's just racism now. Oh,
what back if in the day it was a lot of you raff, you ruse.
What about iFunny?
You raff, you ruse.
What about iFunny?
Oh, dude, shout out iFunny.
I can't.
I was on there for.
I have a good buddy.
Hours at a time.
I have a good buddy who like still scrolls it and still sends memes from iFunny, and it has like the banner at the bottom that says it's from iFunny. Just like, buddy.
When was that? When was iFunny like popping?
At its peak.
2011.
Probably. Yeah, that's what.
No, that's probably right. It was in middle school.
I never once used it.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, I was on there forever.
I got all my memes from the dark web. Sorry.
I mean, they're still around. iFunny.
Yeah. No, still vibing. That's what I was just telling you. You just weren't listening.
No, I heard you.
Hey, Dill, you got a micro USB?
No.
You got a macro USB?
Yes.
Oh.
Got a mini USB?
What if we tried to create a conspiracy theory and just really get that pumped up?
Like?
I don't know. We make one up, and then we try to really push it. So that crazy people on the internet are like, do you guys hear that if you dig 8 feet underground and bang a bell 15 times, the devil will rise from the dirt?
Dick Cheney... He was an android.
Dick Cheney was a robot invented by the North Koreans to sabotage his country.
He was also from the future. He was trying to save us.
Terminator was made by a man who later grew up to become Dick Cheney, and it was a story about his own life.
He's the chosen one.
Dick Cheney is the Terminator. And that's what the government don't want you to know.
I think my favorite conspiracy is that liberals are turning the frogs gay.
Oh, yeah, all the frogs are gay now.
You know that?
That's my favorite. Ah, oh, Jesus. Can you imagine a little happy frog gay pride parade? just a tiny little parade.
But they got like flags.
Yeah, they got like tiny bicycles.
All those like tropical, like very colorful frogs are all lined up into a rainbow, and they're just hopping down the road.
Some of them got like little frog sweaters.
They got tiny whistles, tiny little glow sticks and shit. I don't know. It's just adorable.
There's a bunch of gay frogs running around.
Gay frog parade.
I would guard it with my life.
Black bait.
I don't know what that cat needs, but you got to find out. And you got to give it to her.
A door stop.
It needs something.
You know, she'll figure it out.
She won't, though.
It'll be over here.
This is, what, 4 weeks in a row now?
There's no way.
A whole month?
There's no way. I think she's at the peak right now, so it's about over.
No. No.
How the fuck are you measuring this?
If she has a peak right now, you got 3 weeks of wind down left. Has that been like this, like, the whole time?
Yeah.
Just every day?
Sometimes.
I mean, I've only been over here, you know, a couple of times. But she ain't shut the fuck up for any amount of time
to say.
She's not saying anything, Dill. You put her in front of the mic, gave her an opportunity to share a piece, and you know what she said? Nothing.
Blackie, you went back to the mic?
I just wish I could speak to animals.
What would they say?
I don't know. What the fuck's going on out there? I mean, what is wrong with her, though? For weeks we've been doing this.
I don't think it's been quite weeks.
It has been. She was doing it last week on the pod, so it has been at minimum weeks.
Do you listen to the pod? To our pod?
Do I? Mm-hmm. Do I listen to our podcast? I mean, I'll take a gander every once in a while, but...
You know, listen to it?
I mean, I'll be honest with you, dude. I'm here for it, so I mean...
I used to listen to it, yeah.
And?
How is it?
Do you not anymore?
No, I got tired of it.
What did we do wrong?
Nothing. I just got tired of hearing our own voices.
Yeah, no. That'll get to you.
Yeah, most of our friends that don't listen to it is because of that. Because they, like, they've all told me, they're like, yeah, I listened to the first episode of your podcast, and then I listened to another, and then another, and then...
I just got tired of hearing your fucking face.
And it was like, but they were like, yeah, but, you know, if I could just call you.
Yeah, I could just talk to you. I could just get these words, you know, straight out of the faucet.
You guys aren't really talking about anything, so they were like, if I want your random thoughts, I'll just call you all up. And I was like, that's fair.
That is true. We just talk about random shit.
That's the thing we got. We said we're gonna make a podcast, and I said, what about? And he said,
Well, fine. I don't fucking know.
Not about nothing. That's why Cody didn't want to do it, because he was so pissed off at us. He said, you can't have a podcast about nothing.
We can.
You can.
We do.
Here we are, what, 34 weeks later?
I don't know. 37 now.
Jesus.
He said it has to have a theme. I was like, it doesn't have to have a theme. The theme could be whatever the fuck you want it to be.
It could change up by week. We could do movie week next week. We just talk about movies for an hour.
Occasionally, that's what happens.
Last week, we talked mostly about video games, and I think macaroni got involved at some point.
And work snacks.
It never gets dry. You know?
It gets dry.
I'm not talking about the macaroni.
Yeah, I thought he was also talking about the macaroni.
I was talking. I
know. Oh, you were talking about the podcast.
Yeah. We definitely had dry episodes.
We've had a couple weeks there, and there's nobody said anything.
We recorded against our own will.
There was one of the recent episodes where it was just us yawning the entire episode.
We were some sleepy boys.
We were very sleepy.
And you know who else is sleepy? Real people, Dill. We're just three real people having a real conversation about maybe real shit.
Say baby real shit?
Baby shit.
Baby shit.
We're just talking about babies pooping.
We're just talking about babies.
Just slurping it out of the diapers.
No, Dill, no. Why you gotta do this all the time?
Baby shit.
Just saying awful things.
Just baby shit.
I'm not happy either.
I didn't enjoy what I heard.
I mean, maybe next week we'll really talk about something, you know? Maybe we'll talk about bread.
And despite Coda, I'd rather we didn't.
No, we can just talk and make an episode about bread. I like a good breadstick.
No, don't spoil it. Don't spoil the episode.
And you'll get me started and I won't stop.
That'll be it. We haven't really talked about food in a while.
We talked about food last week.
What were we talking about? We
talked about snacks.
Yeah.
Cheez-Its.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its, Oreos.
I could fuck up a moon pie right now.
That's like your go-to phrase.
I could fuck up a moon pie right now.
Yeah, you said that last week too. You said it to me multiple times.
I'm gonna get that tattooed on my forehead.
I could fuck up a moon pie.
Get the little logo on there, and I'll send them an email and be like, "You guys owe me for this." It's called advertising.
The moon pie Twitter just says, "Dear God."
He's the ultimate fan.
Might get you moon pies for life if you do something like that. I'd say so.
I don't know if it'd be worth it. Just walk around with, I could fuck up a moon pie right now, tattooed on my forehead. But
get the moon pie logo on your arm.
How many moon pies do you think you'd have before you just get real tired of it?
Honestly, all of them.
That's what they always say. until you're like 50 deep. And you're just
I've
like,
never once snagged a moon pie and thought, I didn't need this.
That's what you think until you're 50 deep and you can't breathe anymore.
I'll eat 50 moon pies right now, though. I'll look you in the eyes and I'll do it.
We can go get 50 moon pies.
Probably could. Probably wouldn't need to be that expensive either.
No, they're cheap. I wonder what the fuck is in a moon pie.
Marshmallow.
What? What? Marshmallow. Yeah, it's like marshmallow and then like a chocolate, but I don't know what the actual pie part is.
Probably just some kind of generic pie.
Yeah, but it's so crumbly.
What? Come on.
It's so, what? It's so obnoxiously crumbly.
It's gotta be. I'm not a baker.
Ah, come on, Dill. Don't sell yourself short.
Not with that attitude, you know.
I've only baked a handful of times, guys.
I would suck a nut down my throat for a chocolate peanut butter pie.
Right now?
Yeah.
Or
chocolate peanut butter
chocolate
pie.
Peanut butter pie Oreos.
Or chocolate peanut butter shake.
Hmm.
Mm. I could fuck up. Mm. Anytime you take chocolate and peanut butter, put it in the same house.
Oh, yeah.
When y'all whip it out. I'm getting my chocolate peanut butter.
Ever had that peanut butter Oreo shake?
Oh, hey. Two round graham cracker cookies.
You know, I was halfway thinking it was probably some kind of cracker or cookie. But I was like, it's
pie. They don't feel like graham crackers.
Probably because they're soggy.
I could fuck up some graham crackers, dude. Just straight up.
Yeah.
Not gonna fuck up a goddamn pie right now. You guys got me on pie now.
I used to do this thing.
Where nobody said pie. You're
you
the
said
one
moon
said
pie. Pie. Moon pie. I could fuck up a moon pie.
I used to do this thing where I would take graham crackers and all do peanut butter and jelly graham crackers, and they were delicious.
Oh yeah, no, there's no part of that that wouldn't be delicious. Peanut butter jelly sandwich, good. Graham crackers, good. Peanut butter jelly graham cracker sandwich, delicious. I will say, we do have a little special treat this week. Just a little tasty treat. Huh? A certain somebody sent us an email. Guess who it is?
It's your dad. He's coming home.
It's Joe Biden.
President of the United States, Joe Biden, sent us an email.
I wonder what we'd have to do in order to get an email from him.
Commit crimes.
Either something really good or really bad.
Joe Biden sent us an email and told us we're going to jail. What?
I live next to a red light.
What? Yeah, thing. God, now we're getting taken off the internet.
Who's that copyright strike?
Lean forward. Still, I can't.
No, I'll be the middleman. Alright.
Worked out for the best in the end.
Yeah, we got it done.
Well, this one includes a picture.
Yeah, it does.
This is a Todd email. I don't
a Todd tail.
I don't remember if you said that.
No, I tried to get you to say it, but you said Joe Biden.
He included a nice little picture.
Yeah, the picture is probably related to the email, Dill.
I'll describe it. I'll describe it when I get there.
Summertime. I'm so excited.
This one's called Summertime.
Hmm.
God, I love a Todd tale.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hey, Todd.
On this lovely summer evening, I hear crickets sing and frogs are croaking. Hmm. I do wonder if you hear the same.
Nope, just Michael Jackson at the red light.
Apparently. In the summer, I eat mini watermelons. And instead of waste the rind, I will leave it on the back porch for possums and squirrels and deer. Good late night.
God.
Good late night snack. Or
Todd
afternoon.
Loves feeding the animals.
Would you... Not interrupt me.
I can't help it. It's a Todd tale, Dill.
Shut your mouth.
I gotta get the feelings out.
You're gonna make me start over.
I mean, I'm not gonna complain about that.
In the summer, I eat mini watermelons. And instead of waste the rind, I will leave it on the back of the porch for possums and squirrels and deer. Good late night snack. Or afternoon, if they are bold like this guy here. Who, I might as well just address the picture there. It's a little squirrel eating a little rind in the yard.
He's having a little watermelon snack.
And you look, little squirrel.
God.
Got pretty close, too. Look at that.
I know, he's probably right outside the back door there.
Yeah. Just a watermelon on the ground, on the concrete ground. Squirrel's just nibbling
munching
away. And a big old bird bath. Big old blue and red bird bath.
You don't have to describe the whole picture.
Well, the audience has to know.
We can just put it in the Discord.
Well, we won't.
We could. It would take no effort.
Have you ever camped out and seen bears? What did you do? Even mountain lions. I think they are more frightening than bears, but we can all be friends from a distance. Curious what stories you may share of summer's past and what you may yearn for in the future. Many years ahead. Be well, my brothers. Enjoy this critter who visits me from time to time. Old Todd.
I fucking love him.
Love him.
I would die on a mountain of swords for Todd.
I've never
been in love with a man before.
No. I've never seen some kind of wild animal out while camping.
Saw bears.
Have you really?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I just looked at them.
Were they close or
yeah, the car? They were close as fuck.
So we just looked.
Yeah.
Stopped and looked.
I was with my family. We were like children. My dad was like, "Oh shit, bears."
your dad being a man bear himself.
Yeah, he was just like, "Brother."
He just bucked up and said.
He spoke to it, and they parted ways mutually with peace.
Jared, what you got? Nothing.
We were camping at Mammoth Cave one time, and I don't know where the fuck everybody else fucked off to, but it was just me there, a toddler, a child. I was probably like 7, and a deer kind of walked up to the campsite. And I was like, I'm gonna pet this deer. That's the bottom line. This deer's getting a pet. And it took like 20 minutes of just slowly fucking moving after it.
Like 20 minutes of intense eye contact.
Just staring at it and just moving after it like a panther on the prowl. And eventually I got close enough and I pet that motherfucker.
Look at you.
For a little bit.
Man of the wild.
Not just like a little tap and he ran. Like, I mean, I got up on there for a minute.
Man of the wild.
Man of the animals.
Yeah, I've never had any crazy. I've never seen a bear in person. Or a mountain lion, for that fact. Are there mountain lions here?
Allegedly.
And well, we got bobcats. I've seen bobcats.
Those aren't quite the same.
Yeah, I know, but it's a big cat, you know. I've seen bobcats in my dad's neighborhood.
Yeah, it's roaming.
Yeah. Some bitches are quick.
You guys see that video that fucking bobcat is running up on those people?
No.
They were like, it's like a NIST cam or something, and they're like going out to the car, and this fucking bobcat just comes out of fucking nowhere, and jumps on this dude's wife.
Jesus.
And he fucking grabs that motherfucker up in his fucking hand and just stares it in the eyes and yells. And just fucking yeets that motherfucker across the yard.
He just unlocks his primal being. Just
yeah, no. His wife like starts screaming and shit and he just says, "No."
And then he said, "Tell your friend."
And I mean, he fucking held it in his hand and looked at it. He'd fucking give it the penance stare. And then just fucking threw it across the yard. And then he said, "I'm going to go get the gun." And he ran off to go get the gun. I think the fucking bobcat, I think it just said no.
It sounded like he didn't need a gun.
No, he could have just snapped its neck.
Yeah. He could have broke the bat, you know?
he could have took that motherfucker over the knee.
Jesus Christ.
See, when I first watched the video, the lady's carrying like a cat carrier, which I assume had a cat in it.
Yeah.
And I thought like the cat had just gotten loose and was, you know, fucking pissed for getting put in a cat carrier or something.
He's like, "That's a big fucking cat."
and then I realized on the second pass through, that was definitely not a cat. But that motherfucker just fucking did not even hesitate. No fear. Just scooped that motherfucker up.
Just snatched him.
Just snatched him out of the fucking air.
That's wild.
Yeah.
The only camping experience I can think of off the top of my head was went camping in the quarry. And there was a... We were about to head out. And then somebody found a tick on themselves. We're like, "Oh, shit. Everybody check. Check yourselves. Everybody give a check." And we were covered in ticks, apparently. All of us covered in ticks. From sleeping there. We had tents, so I don't...
I mean, the tick didn't give a fuck about your tent.
Yeah ticks well, make their way in.
My girlfriend at the time was helping me pick them off. And there was one right on my ass. I mean, right on my ass. And I was like, "Are you going to get it?" She said, "No." I was like, "Why aren't you going to get my ass tick?" And she said, I just don't want to grab for it." And I was like, "Coda, you get this tick off my ass?" He said, "Sure, bro." Coda. My own girlfriend would get the tick off my ass. Coda had to.
You just went in there and got it right off your ass?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had a tick on me in a while. I mean, I found some ticks, but I haven't like had one latch on. I had one get me right on the ball.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
I've been there. I've had one get me on the ball. I've had one get me right on the head of my wink.
Mm-hmm. On the head of the wink.
I've had one on the head of the wink. It's not pleasant. I remember I found that at school. This was back in high school. I went to the bathroom. I went to pee.
I didn't have that mole yesterday.
I said, hey. And then all day I was like, I can't have my mom take this off.
My mom takes ticks off. She can't take this tick off.
I was like, how am I going to get the tick off my fucking dick? I ended up just
grabbing it and screaming.
Yeah, pretty much. I remember I did it in the shower. I just ripped it off. Ugh. It was on there good, too. It was not fun. I didn't have a good time.
Some bitch was like Velcro. Tell you what.
Anytime I like find a tick on me, I always make sure it suffers the most gruesome death. I want other ticks to know. Like, I'll fucking take that motherfucker in the sink and I'll just keep it from going down the drain. So it's just, so it's just fucking washing around, getting all violent.
I'll fuck up a tick.
I'll grab that motherfucker with a pair of tweezers and just fucking squeeze one of his legs off. I'll fuck up a tick. I'll get violent.
It's a serial killer.
I'll destroy a tick. I'll light the motherfucker on fire. I don't give a fuck. Fuck a tick. Fuck a tick. Fuck a bee. Fuck a wasp.
Also, you say fuck a bee? Save the bees, bro.
Bees killed my dog, dude. You think I give a fuck about bees?
You should. They're very important to the ecosystem.
I don't give a fuck. The whole world could crumble beneath my feet. Bees killed my dog. Yeah. I won't rest till every... Oh, speaking of bees, I just remember this. So me and Coda leaving work the other day, and we're talking about going somewhere. I can't remember if we were going to fucking a toy store or some shit. But we're standing outside of his car talking. And like, you know, fucking a bee or two comes in. Fucking a couple more. And I fucking look up and we are surrounded by fucking bees. It is a cloud of bees.
Wait, where was this?
At work. In the parking lot. They just blew in. Like fucking dust. But it was just fucking bees. And I got the fuck out. I do not fuck with bees.
Remember one time, I think it may have been a bee, but thinking of how aggressive it probably was, it was probably like a hornet or a wasp. But I remember one chased me one time when I was like real little. This was like first grade.
Are you sure it chased you? Or
I just remember I saw it, and I was like, no, and then ran away. And then the house we lived at the time had a garage. I ran to the door of the garage, and when I got to like the big door of the garage, I looked in the garage and it was there looking at me again. I was like, hey.
I'm gonna get you, boy.
Also, Todd says mountain lions are scarier than bears.
Facts.
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 No.
Facts.
No.
Facts.
No.
Facts.
Look,
a bear will probably look at you and go,
now see, here's where I was thinking.
But a mountain lion will come out of the fucking trees on you.
Yeah. Mountain lion.
Mountain lion will not give a fuck. A
bear. Hunt you down.
A bear, if you and the bear.
No remorse.
If you convey to the bear that you don't want this work, that bear will probably just be like, eh. And fuck off.
I see.
The only time a bear really come for you if it's like a mama bear.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you're near my children. So
think about a hungry bear. No, think about a hungry bear.
There's no such thing as a hungry bear. They're always eating.
Think about a bear that wants you as food.
That's not worth the work for them.
There's nothing you can do to stop it.
It can just find berries.
It is an unstoppable force.
Animals don't like humans. That's a fact. We don't taste good.
But a mountain lion.
A bear will fucking end you, dog.
You're going to hear a bear coming. You're going to see a bear coming. You're going to know a bear is coming.
They can run up to 45 miles per hour.
They can run up to Mach 4.
Yeah, and if they're running 45 miles an hour, you know how much fucking noise they're making?
Yeah, but think about that. Think about
You could be standing in the same spot. And then a mountain lion just walk up on you and just be like, what's up, pimp? And would never know that motherfucker was
I'm with
there.
Jared for the most part. But around here, we only really have, like, black bears.
Oh, yeah, especially
and those aren't shit.
Think about a grizzly bear.
Think about a grizzly bear?
I could box a black bear every day of the week.
No, you couldn't.
They're not very big.
You couldn't take a
black bear. They're not very big.
You couldn't take a black bear.
I am bigger than a black
bear. You couldn't take a sun bear. Sun bear is 150 pounds.
I could fuck up a sun bear. Sun bears are pussy.
Koala bear, kick your ass.
A koala bear might kick my ass. I'll give the koala bear.
And give you chlamydia.
Apparently the only reason that like 90% of koala bears have chlamydia.
Yeah, they just pass it around.
I know.
Apparently, like, if you deprive a koala bear of its fucking eucalyptus leaves, they would just get violent.
Y'all ever heard what a koala sounds like?
I can't imagine it. It's
doesn't sound...
It's nightmarish.
Anything like...
Honestly, that's pretty close.
It's just deeper.
You guys know the koala bear from American Dad?
No.
Funny. I thought you were going to pull up koala bear sounds, but you just... You didn't.
Yeah.
I have a notification.
But,
mountain lion's cutting you down.
Yeah, no.
Tear you limb from limb.
100%.
Mountain lion packing what? 245 at the most?
Oh, yeah. 200 pounds is the big mountain lion. There's one right there.
It's coming for you. You called it.
Talking all that shit. They wanted to know.
But yeah, I mean.
You seen that? I saw a video the other day of these hunters. They were just like in the perch on the tree. Bears just crawled up right up on it.
Black bear?
Yeah.
Just like, what's up, dog?
You see that?
Yeah, no, bears are cool for the most part.
But I mean, they saw him coming, and then that bear climbed that tree real quick. Yeah, it was up there like,
and just like looks over at him.
And they're just like, wild ass, wild shit.
50 miles per hour.
What?
50 miles per hour. There. Mountain lion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's terrifying.
That's about the speed limit of going out on the what do you call it, back roads. You know.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Mountain lion, 50 miles per hour.
They're keeping up with you.
He'll fuck you up and then drag you into the top of the tree to bleed out.
How fast do you think you can run?
Shit, I can maybe get up to 11 on a good day.
11? You'd be shocked at how fast 11 is compared to what.
Nah, you could do 11.
Yeah,
11's not that bad. I think the fastest I ever clocked myself at was like 17 or something.
That's pretty good.
I was pretty moving. I think Usain Bolt runs like 23 miles an hour.
Yeah. He's the fastest man alive.
Well, we'll get the facts. CB my running shoes. Or fast as fuck their shoes.
Fast as fuck, boy. 28.
Usain Bolt's clocked in at 28?
No, I mean, I just googled human top speed and it says 28 miles an hour.
Jeez! Imagine you're cruising through town. And instead of going 35, you decide to go 30, and then there's just somebody on the sidewalk keeping up with you, just looking you in the eyes.
It's a nice breezy day. You're taking it slow, and just giving it all fucking all, keeping up with you.
28 miles an hour. That's fucking cruising.
That's wild, huh?
Wow. Looking like a cat's running about 30.
Only 27 fatal cougar attacks in the last 100 years.
Yeah, but there's less fatal bear attacks than that.
I feel like there's less mountain lions to begin with.
Yeah, there are definitely. Because whenever people got here and they said... Oh, this place looks pretty cool. And then they heard, whoa! And they said, we're going to kill all of those right now. Right now, immediately.
Nah, there's more bear attacks than every year.
Oh, there's fatal?
Huh? Yeah, 40 fatal every year.
I don't believe that.
Don't fuck with a bear.
Do you fuck with the bears?
Do you fuck with the bears? All right, Jared. About that time?
I don't know. I've been looking at how fast things can run.
Oh, yeah, it's about that time, I reckon.
You got any final words there, Bill?
I hope everybody has a good day. Has a good week. Todd, I hope Todd has a great summer.
I hope Todd has a great everything.
Hope he has
Todd, for the rest of his life, never has another problem.
Hope he has so many fucking watermelons just on the back stock right now.
Just an army of them. Well, you got any final words? Thoughts? Prayers?
Forgive me.
What have you done?
I'm not soon enough.
I would just like to let everyone know that you can't outrun anything out in the woods. Whatever it is, it's
fast. It's going to catch you.
It's fast.
You just got to be smarter. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Really, that's not really much of a boon either, to be honest. But if you see a big cat in the woods, just go ahead and lay down.
Stand your ground.
Just die. Just if you can make yourself die, if you can just like and be dead, that would be your best bet.
Quicker the better.
Have a good week.
Be cheeky.
Todd, I love you.
I appreciate y'all guys. Y'all going to school for this?
No, I dropped out of college twice.